This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Palacio. The annual conference of the UN's International Labour Organization opened in a virtual setting on June 7th with addresses from all the tripartite social partners, governments, employers, and workers. Catalene Pasquier, the chairperson of the workers' group at the ILO, outlined labour's priorities.
We have 10 key messages to this conference. One, any human-centred recovery by the ILO must be rights-based and provide for jobs and recovery plans based on social dialogue. The human-centered approach must be firmly rooted in the concept that we must act on social justice to achieve peace and resilience. There cannot be a human-centered approach to recovery without a rights-based approach and the recognition of the key role of social dialogue based on the enabling rights of freedom of association and the right to collective bargaining. Two. Precarious work will lead to a precarious recovery. A job-rich and inclusive recovery must pay special attention to young workers who are at risk of becoming a lost generation. Millions saw their job perspectives dwindle because of the pandemic, but also because of the proliferation of precarious jobs. A human-centered recovery must mean that we ensure that all workers, irrespective of their employment status, have adequate labour and social protection, including access to healthcare and paid sick leave, and benefit from income support in times of crisis. Three, the growing inequality in the world of work must be reversed. A human-centred recovery must be a recovery that reverses the dramatic inequalities that were exposed during the COVID-19 crisis. There was already a growing consensus before the pandemic that inequality had reached unsustainable levels. Four, without universal access to vaccination, the vaccination gap will further exacerbate existing economic and social inequalities and leave especially the global south behind. Many colleagues from all over the world have expressed the need to address the issue of vaccine equity with the utmost urgency. Inequality in access is leading to a growing global vaccination gap, which will inevitably increase economic and social inequality in the world of work and globally between countries and regions, threatening to undo decades of progress to reduce poverty and achieving decent work for all. Five, safety and health are fundamental to decent work and to recovery. The COVID-19 crisis has shown that health and safety at work are not to be taken for granted. Six, any recovery policy or action must be gender inclusive. The pandemic has a feminine face. Women in essential sectors and jobs have sustained societies and economies, often underpaid and overworked with excessive workloads and working hours, running themselves high risks for their health and safety while juggling work with family and education duties. Seven, the key role of the public sector must be recognized and reinforced. If the pandemic has shown anything, it is that billions of taxpayers' money have been spent to support enterprises in order to survive, and that the health and care sectors were sustaining economies and societies. In many countries, the crisis has exposed decades of austerity policies and cuts in public spending have weakened health and care systems and public services provision with detrimental effects for all. Eight, universal social protection will not come about without global solidarity and global resource mobilization. Ensuring comprehensive and adequate social protection and social security is one of the core elements of the decent work agenda and a long-standing commitment of the ILO and its tripartite constituents. Nine, digitalization, telework, and platform work require proper regulation to harness the opportunities and eliminate the risks involved. Number 10, a strong leadership role for the ILO. We strongly support a central role for the ILO in promoting policy coherence in the multilateral system to promote a human-centered and inclusive recovery from the COVID-19 crisis.
You can follow the activities of the ILO conference at ilo.org. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.